Open enrollment for Medicare is now underway through December 7th. The federal insurance plan covers seniors 65 and older, but more and more people in this group are working past retirement. Many say the reason is because employer-backed insurance is better and cheaper. Daylena Miller with Health News Florida caught up with some Central Florida residents who are eligible for Medicare and still on the job.
Ken Milanese is getting ready for work. He buttons up his work shirt, ties his shoes, and grabs his keys. The Largo resident is up by 5 a.m. and out the door by 5:30. It's a familiar scene to anyone who works, but Ken is 71.
Being my wife is 62, she wouldn't have any insurance unless I continue working. At least good insurance.
Milanese was automatically enrolled in Medicare Part A when he turned 65. It covers emergency care like hospital visits. But Medicare has no family plan. It would have left his wife uninsured. So now he's working as a hospital security guard, so she has coverage. His wife, Anne, says they researched plans on healthcare.gov. She says they couldn't afford it.
That's kind of out of the price range right now because of the outrageous premiums, because we wouldn't get a subsidy. And also the extremely high deductible that we would have. So it would be financially kind of disastrous to not try to keep the employer insurance at this point.
Ken Milanese doesn't pay for the Medicare he qualifies for. He doesn't use it. He's also opted out of Medicare Part B, which covers doctor visits and other medical expenses. Jim Mulcahy volunteers as a Medicare insurance counselor in Tampa with a group called Shine. He says a lot of seniors keep working for benefits.
In most cases, when you're on an employer's insurance, it's covered. You get very good coverage, okay? And, you know, in all my working career, that I never had a problem because my whole family was covered.
But Mulcahy warns that some employers don't want to cover workers eligible for Medicare. They may boot their employee from company coverage. He says it's important for everyone to register at 65.
Once you reach 65, your employer wants you on Medicare because they don't want the expenses of carrying you for, you know, 5 extra years. You know? So a lot of people that come in here, they continue working because you almost have to in today's society. When you're paying $2,000, $3,000 a year for car insurance, the same for homeowners insurance.
Over in Orlando, Jim Sawyer produces the Freaky Florida TV show for Bright House Networks. He's 66. He enrolled in Medicare Part A at 65, but went back to work a few months after retiring to get better coverage.
Pretty much stuck the card in my wallet and forgot about it.
Like Ken Milanese, Sawyer chose his company plan over Medicare Part A. The employer insurance, he says, covers hospital trips, doctor's visits, and prescriptions. He and his wife also tried looking on healthcare.gov before he went back to work.
Well, we looked on the internet through their website as to what was offered and what the copays and all of that were for, especially when it comes to prescriptions. And the insurance I have through my employer is really quite exceptional.
When Sawyer does retire, 4 years from now, he says he will likely sign up for Medicare Advantage or an insurance plan through AARP. And Ken Milanese, the hospital security guard in Largo, says he will work until he can't anymore. His wife, Ann, says it could be devastating to go without the plan they have now.
You have to drain the bank account and then, you know, lose your house. And then, you know, it just goes with that domino effect. And, you know, you just be wiped out financially. And so he's
right.
Got to keep working.
Exactly.
And we just wind him up every day and send him out the door. Because we have no choice.
Yeah.
Really, the alternatives and the options are not good for people in our situation.
It's a good thing, she says, that Ken is healthy enough to keep working. For Health News Florida, I'm Daylena Miller.
A new study suggests giving infants probiotics, the so-called good bacteria, could help prevent type 1 diabetes. That story and others on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.